A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
Let's get down to some serious business.
Get down to some nitty-gritty. Yeah, you've had the wham-bam, now you want the full service.
Okay, well, I'm already laughing, and we're back in this Saturday night for another night in. And
you like, I'm laughing. You the two so much, you want another one?
I'm laughing because Sue Roy's back.
Hello.
Dear, oh dear. And a lot of innuendos already, Susan.
It's not sipping Sunday on yet. Your tea. Yes, it's not Sunday yet.
Not Sunday?
Why? So don't use my Sunday name.
Oh, that's Susan, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. That's
People
your church
only ever
name.
Use that if I'm in trouble.
Really?
And haven't done anything to be in trouble with yet.
Really?
Well, not yet. Anyway.
I'm sure we could sort that out.
Probably. Yes.
You look a trouble kind of making person.
Oh, I couldn't possibly come in.
I think you could be. Anyway, welcome. Mm. Great to have you back, Sue.
Hello.
How you been?
I've been very well, thank you.
You enjoying your tea?
I am. I do.
That's
like
a serious mug of tea, isn't it?
Do you know, tea is a very underrated thing.
I don't drink tea.
Oh, it's a good cup of tea can salvage a day.
Do you know, really I've had one cup of tea in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, just one cup of tea. Mm. And I think my mum made it for me, and I really didn't take to
it. You know, sometimes it's not
just one of them things that you don't, you know, no, don't take to.
I couldn't do without tea. I like taking coffee with people. You know, I like going out for coffee with people. But tea is something that I can quite often say, do you know what? Naff everybody else. I'm going to go and sit outside on the bench with my cup of tea and get contemplative.
Do you have a cup or a mug though?
I have a mug.
Ah.
But
there's a difference.
But if I have people round and we're taking tea, then I will get out the posh cups.
Oh, I see.
So that's...
I see. If you're trying to blow smoke, you get out the china.
No!
Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's just I think... there is a debate about this, whether tea tastes better in a mug or whether it tastes better in china.
Coffee does. Coffee does.
So, you know, it's that sort of a debate. But and I always prefer if I suppose that's just the way that I was brought up. You know, my granny particularly was always a stickler for if anybody was coming round, well, the best china came out.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I do have a tea set that is affectionately called the Vicar's Tea Set.
I like tea sets.
Yes.
I do.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
There's room for tea sets, yeah. I think.
They don't often get used anymore.
In modern day Britain.
They don't get used anymore.
They don't. No, I'm a big china fan.
But then people are too busy rushing around these days. Just, you know, there's stuff to do, things to see.
Yeah, I think also that mugs are very popular because logo mugs, branded mugs, aren't they? You know, it's
guilty.
The whole I don't mind a bit of that.
I've got some mugs which have got things, you know.
I don't mind that. What you want is a Nick Elliott UK tour mug.
Yes.
That's what you could
I've
really
I've got a shopping bag with Nick Elliott.
You have, haven't you?
I have, which you very kindly gave me for Christmas one year.
Have you used it? Or
I have indeed, yes.
Wonderful.
I have, and it's very good for doing what you do with it.
Shopping.
Yes. Amongst the
very
things.
Good doing what you do with it.
Yes.
I see.
That's what's called a Sue-ism.
Right. Well, I think we've got it. We've got to open up the show and play a few tunes.
Yes, please.
I think, and I've got something that's very, very greasy. Right up your boulevard. Don't think you'll know this guy.
No.
Totally, totally wonderful.
Oh.
Did quite a bit of work with this guy.
That's quite Chris Isaac-y, isn't it? That sort of.
He's a little better than Chris Isaac. You have been introduced to this guy before, or his work, because I have played stuff on other shows that we've done.
I know the voice, I just can't think of the name. Put me out my misery.
It's Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you like him. Yes. Yeah, you like his work a lot. I know you've used, we have in previous editions and other such things, we've spoken a lot about Joe Bonamassa, yeah.
But I thought I'd play this. This is one of my favourite Joe Bonamassa tracks.
Yeah.
From the appropriate named album.
I can see why.
Nice. But I thought, you know, as this was the last night you're going to be around for a while, I thought we'd have a bit of Joe.
Fair, nice. Yeah. So, if I, for argument's sake, I wanted to nick all your records,
yep,
take them home with me,
yep,
which one would you be hanging on to my leg to keep?
That I'd be hanging on your leg?
To keep.
Oh, I see. What?
You don't want me to take it away.
My Rory Gallagher. I think probably Rory Gallagher Live in Europe would be the album. Rory Gallagher changed my life. I'm a massive Rory Gallagher fan. And the first time I saw him literally changed my life.
Yeah.
Cambridge Corn Exchange, I think probably about 72. And he is one of the big reasons why I do what I do. Along with a legendary band called Trapeze. And the hero that is Glenn Hughes. That was the first professional big band that I actually shot Trapeze.
Ah. It's funny, it's one of those things that you do that you just get that little thing and that's it. You want, it's a bit like opening Pandora's box. Once you find your little niche, your thing, you just have to, that's it. Nothing else comes close afterwards.
Signs in your life. I think we spoke about these earlier on, didn't we? You know, in various different shows, we've chatted about them things. And music is like signposts, isn't it? It's literally like signposts with mileage and, you know, where it's gone, where you came from, where you're going, etc., etc. But yeah, it would be Rory Gallagher live in Europe.
So was Rory Gallagher the first person that you went to see gig? No,
I saw a lot of kind of semi-pro bands, but really I saw my biggest introduction to that, I think, around about that kind of time was there used to be this big gig in Peterborough that was each summer, there were 3 or 4 gigs at the Peterborough Tech College.
All right, yeah.
And some wonderful bands I saw there. Pink Fairies, Vinegar Joe, Ground Dogs, Cozy Pal, Heavy Metal Kids. But the first band that I saw, goodness me, I would be really small, I would think, you know, when that was. Do you know, I don't think I can remember who that was. Not the very first band that I saw, no. I'd be too small, really.
See, it's funny. I suppose I have a real thing about gigs and particularly live things, because in my formative years as a teenager, growing up in the middle of nowhere, it, you know, living on a farm, it just wasn't the sort of thing that you did.
All right.
We used to have Smash Hits magazine, and I used to devour that.
Yep.
Hence why my music trivia tends to be quite good.
Yeah.
And I can pick up a tune within 2 or 3 chords. I can usually name what it is, or certainly recollect in my mind what it is. And it wasn't that we didn't go out to musical things, because we did, but nobody really notable. So when my friends were going out and they were going to Sheffield Arena to go and see Bros, or you know, I had friends of mine that at that point in time were really into Take That, and they'd go off to gigs of theirs.
Yeah.
That is not something that we ever did. So my first ever stadium tour was I went to Progress at the Stadium of Light in Sunderland for the Take
Goodness
That
me.
Tour. And I know, you know, this was only four or five years ago. This was quite recent. And I tell you what, we got stood under the ticket tape machine, me and my twin sister. We got stuck under the ticket tape machine. We didn't know this at the time. And we were standing in this, what can only be described as a sea of people. And that was pretty special even then. And then the guys came out, Take That came out, and they started with Greatest Day. And the ticky tape machine went off and it just blew my brain away. Amazing. You know, I'd been to other live performances, like at a university. I went to see the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, yeah?
They were excellent. Wonderful. But that was more of a concert thing. That was more of a thing where you sat and you listened respectfully to the music and you clapped at the end and, you know, you sort of got carried away with your own thoughts with the music. Whereas this, every single last person was involved in the music, singing it. Every last person had a memory that it evoked when you listened to the music, and everybody sang it back to them. And this is the thing that really gets me, is when you're doing a gig like that, every single person sings that song back to you in their own individual different way. It means so much to so many different people.
Yeah.
So there's a little meme going around the internet, which is the great thing about gigging, is that 85,000 people can be singing to you in 85,000 different ways.
Yeah.
The same thing. That is just amazing.
So that was 3 or 4 years ago, was it? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Christ.
And we've been hooked ever since. I've done theatre tours. So I went to see Gary Barlow live. He did a solo show at the Newcastle Theatre, the City Hall. That was amazing. That was like watching him play in your own front room. And that intimacy, I know Radio 2 do a lot of the their sort of their intimate gigs where they'll invite a select amount of the audience. And, you know, you'll
an
do
audience
that
with.
Yes, an audience with, yeah. And they're amazing in their own right because you can get really up close and personal with the musicians and really almost be with them. But there is nothing like standing in a stadium or an arena and singing along with other people and appreciating the music with other people at the same time. There's just nothing like it. It's absolutely nothing like it. And that is the sort of thing that does change, you know, that changes your outlook on stuff, without a doubt.
Well, it weren't so much the show. Well, it was the show.
Mm.
But it was more about really the performer.
Yes.
And the whole kind of, when I first saw Rory Gallagher, I mean, the guy he was already a hero before I even went and saw him, you know, on the back of the music and the albums that I'd bought. Mm. And I just tripped over him, you know, from literally a live album, which was his band, his first band, Taste. Mm. They played the Isle of Wight and from that they delivered a recorded live album. Taste of the Isle of Wight. And I forget how I tripped over it, but you know, I was in right from the start. And then I just bought many of his solo stuff, a lot of that stuff. And I used to religiously go to see a friend of mine one night every week when I weren't working or doing something else, you know, and we'd go and listen to Rory Gallagher. And that's what we did. We sat in the bedroom like we're doing here tonight. Yeah. You know, literally. My God, listen to that. Yeah. And then when I went to see him, it was just the whole thing of I didn't want to be a musician. I didn't want to be a rock star. But I wanted to capture what these people were about.
You
and I wanted to create art, a visual representation of what you'd seen.
Yeah.
You know. And that was drastically important to me. It was, I mean, I know you and me have chatted a bit about this before, but what I do is not about photography. It's about art.
Mm.
It's about a one-off, you know, piece of fine.
It's about capturing
work.
A single point in time.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. And also, you know, to kind of record a trip, a trip, an emotional trip, a mental trip of that event or of anything. You know, to actually get inside the whole person, the whole show. Mm. Certainly when you're talking music, that's what it's about. Is it? It's not about just doing a shot of a guy standing there playing a guitar.
No.
Yes, it's not about that at all.
Mm.
It's about a trip. Mm. Everything with me is about a trip, really.
You're a bit trippy.
Oh, God, man, I've never really come away from tripping somewhere, you know.
But, you know, the thing about tripping, they do say about tour blues, you know, this is a well-talked-about thing within the GB army. This is followers of Take That.
Oh, yeah.
And the Gary Barlow army particularly, where, you know, there are lots of people. I go on one or two tours. one or two gigs. But there are people who will do every single date.
Yeah, yeah, that's always been the case.
And it's almost like being bereaved when it finishes, because it's just like, you know, this journey is over and it's finished.
Yeah.
And you know, you can go and buy the DVD and watch it again and relive all those memories, but you can't actually be in that moment again.
Yes, it's
odd.
And
it makes some people go a bit wappy for a little while. It's sort of, you know, when you're not in it, not doing it. Oh, I love Toto. This is a great tune.
Yeah, well, why this? Why this track? I recently sang this
because I'm a member of a choir.
Yep.
And it's funny how I can sing quite happily as a solo artist, but I feel much better when I'm singing in a collective. There is something about the power of singing in a collective, which to me, I don't say gives you a bit of safety, but I think there are a lot of people who think they know me, who think that I would be more than happy to be, you know, individual and stand up on the stage on my own and go, ha-ha, this is me. But actually, singing as a collective is I feel much happier with. And we recently did this, and the sound was amazing. I loved it. Loved singing it.
This was a choir piece that
yes,
you did?
Yes, yes.
Really?
And that was in the last couple of weeks. The song itself, it always had a bit of a thing with me because I remember it growing up in the 80s. And it was just one of those tunes that sort of connects itself to you in some way. And it's something that now has connected itself to a very dear friend of mine. And every time I hear it, I can't help but smile.
Right.
think about it.
Right.
And because it's mixed in with the choir and things, it's just a great tune. It's just, you know, and the lyrics are great, and it harks back to a time when they just don't make them like this anymore.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
You know, And the lyrics
talking about that,
cake.
What have we got here?
Yeah.
Cake. What is the cake? We're going to do a cupcake vibe again.
Fudge. It's fudge cake.
Is it?
Yeah. Look, fudge pieces.
It's
and chocolate.
Is that what it is?
And curly chocolate
goodness
things
me.
In stripes.
Goodness me, it looks pretty good. Not as good as yours.
Well,
not as what we had the first night you came round. But I couldn't live up to that, man.
You have to suffer the rain to get a rainbow, you know?
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Really?
I hope so.
Is that a Lincolnshire thing?
No, that's an internet gift thing. Sorry. No, it's funny actually. All of my musical selections in some form or another are connected with people in my life.
Right.
And they all make me smile. Everybody, special people have got tunes associated with them.
Okay.
This is one of them.
Yeah, I do that a little bit, but it's events, it can be, plus the fact it's not really, it's more than that, music is more than that for me. It's more than just kind of marking points of time or people and stuff like that. If you get that bit, it's a bit of a bonus.
Yeah.
But I think I'm with the art. That's where the whole thing kind of comes from for me. It really is.
It's usually because either the music or the lyrics or both associate themselves to that person.
Right.
And it's just something that when you hear it on the radio, you immediately think, you know, it's a memory that comes
back. No, definitely. Yeah. No, I'm definitely there with you.
It's a great song to sing as well. Particularly because we sing it. There is a bit of we do have a bit of a background stuff on it, but generally it's a cappella, which means there's no tune, you know. And that's amazing to do that.
This is a full-length version as well, album version.
Thank you.
Now, Bob did a couple of my favourites here.
Billie Jean?
Indeed.
Ah, oh, yeah.
I still think possibly the best he ever did.
Is this from Thriller?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had this album as well.
From his MTV appearance.
I think my sister, this was her first album, I think. Mine was Bucks Fizz.
Really?
Shaking Stevens, believe it or not.
Really? Yes. Bucks fucking Fizz?
Yes. And Shaking Stevens. I remember getting up at 4 o'clock on Christmas Day morning to raid my Christmas stocking just to sit with my personal stereo listening to Shaken Stevens.
That's a little bit more acceptable than Bucks Fizz. I don't even think Bucks Fizz ever did an album.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Really? Goodness me.
Yeah. Well, they're back, you know.
Really?
Except that they've dropped the Bucks bit. Why, I don't know. They just call themselves the Fizz.
Really? Okay.
I'm not sure where the thinking on that
That's
came
from. That's with Cheryl Baker, I do believe, haven't it?
Yep. Yeah.
They had a four there, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Think so.
You know, par for the course.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the others have done. But Cheryl Baker was always around for a little while. She seemed to hang around in the media for a little while.
Yeah, BBC, she did Record Breakers, didn't she? With the great legend that was Roy Castle.
Roy Castle, yeah. See, that was a programme that I loved watching as a child.
Record Breakers.
Yeah. And there's been a bit of reinvention of the wheel, but, you know, you can't improve on greatness.
No, I agree.
You know, it's always the reinvention of the wheel, and nobody will ever do it better than he did.
It's still a wheel, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, a rose by any other name.
Yeah. This is seriously good.
It's a great tune. I mean, the amount of practice he must have had to have done to get those dance routines flawless, and they were just flawless. There was nothing wrong with them, you know, perfect. It's that sort of dedication to your art that is...
Totally agree.
These days.
Totally agree.
Somewhat lacking. It's like this idea that, you know, you can go on the telly in front of, for argument's sake, go on the telly and perform in front of Simon Cowell and suddenly,
yeah,
you know, you've got it on a plate for you. That's not how it works. You know, all the greats, even if we take musicians to one side and you look at comedians, people like Bob Monkhouse, you know, Daniel LaRue, Jimmy Tarbuck.
Yeah, yeah.
They were working the working men's clubs long before they ever hit the limelight.
Well, the whole style of everything's changed, though, isn't it? Gone, so there's nowhere for people to learn their craft. And, you know, it's...
And it's a pity, because I think that made them better performers and better entertainers.
Totally.
As a result.
Well, we were on about that. A couple of weeks ago, a friend dropped round and we had a night in. And we were on about things like Opportunity Knocks.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember New Faces.
That's it, New Faces. Well, you know, people like Jim Davison, Mary Hopkin, I think, come from there. Little and Large.
Yeah.
Stan Boardman.
Yeah.
No End Your Comics.
Yeah.
No End Your Comics came from them things. Yeah. And, of course, Freddie Starr.
Yeah.
One of the funniest men ever to be born, I think,
a huge mistake. I went to see Freddie Starr.
Ah.
And he was playing the Robin Hood Club in Chapel St Leonard's. And at the time, I'd been working just down the road. So I met my parents and some of their friends. They were already there. Unfortunately, I didn't realise that they'd got a table where I had to walk very, very close to the stage and the light in order to get to the table. And that is running a dangerous game with Freddie Starr, because if you walk in on his performance and, you know, he's halfway through it and you...
Wonderful performer.
He's another one who's got a bit of a tempestuous streak.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if something didn't suit,
yeah,
he was on his way home.
Yeah.
But then you don't get greatness without it, I suppose.
No.
You know, that.
Well, with that comes, you know, some mental derangement, doesn't it, really?
Well, they do say there's a fine line between genius and madness.
I can vouch for that. I really can.
Yes.
They're talking about mentally disturbed. Here's something that I really wouldn't have gone near.
Oh, no.
I
hated this band.
Did you?
I hated them.
See, whereas I grew up, this song in particular is my grandma.
Right.
My grandma's bloody wonderful. She was epic.
Is she still here?
Yes, she is still here. Her brain's elsewhere, but she's still
okay.
here. But I remember being in her silver Vauxhall Cavalier, and we used to, as little girls, we used to sit in the back seat. My grandma would stick this album on, and we would sing this at the top of our voices. And at Christmas, we'd put the Super Trooper vinyl album on.
Yep.
And if we were really good, Grandma would allow us to put the needle on the vinyl. And the carpet was that sort of 1970s patterned affair that you wouldn't be seen dead with now, but at the time it was very de rigueur. And I used to, me and my sister used to twirl in our dresses to ABBA tunes and entertain everybody. So, yes, there's been, ABBA's done some stuff that, wouldn't be my natural choice, but then there are some bits that are just, for me, they're marvellous. And I can't say that me singing wasn't in part to the tunes that we used to sing with that. You know, so yeah, it's not, it ain't rock and roll.
It was, they were just one of those type of bands that I just never ever got into. You know, there was, I think Name of the Game was the nearest I would have gone. They were massive, they still are massive. In fact, I think it was Benny who was interviewed a couple of weeks back on BBC One, because he got a new album. I mean, Jesus God, what would you?
He's another composer that just, he never stops writing.
No.
He writes and he writes and he writes and he writes.
Yeah, but you got to park his stuff somewhere, ain't you?
You have, yes.
haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like having shit for a box. You've got to, you know, yes. You may need to get another box when you filled that one.
One up, yes.
But no, I never... It's one of these type of whole genres where I think, oh no, this is Radio One and it's you know, kind of I'm trying to think of some of the guys around there. Tony Blackburn not although Tony Blackburn was a legend, but
Tony Blackburn's coming up to 50 years as of this week, actually the 30th of September was the first time he was on Radio One.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, 1967.
Good God.
I only know that because I saw it on the internet the other day.
Right.
But yeah, it's amazing to listen to that particular clip and listen to how much tastes have changed on Radio One to what they are now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's another world. I suppose this harks back to that, the ABBA.
Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely.
It harks back to that world where people, you know, wearing brown and, you know, flares and
nothing wrong with flares. Nothing wrong with flares. No, they got some bad PR, but there's nothing wrong with flares.
No. You can keep them. I'm not wearing them.
Well, I had a really special pair, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was in the days when you bought Levi's 501s and you sat in the bath to shrink them.
Yes, to shrink them, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And you used to sit in the bath, and then what we did. I had a special pair of festival jeans, which were Levi's, that literally every band that I'd seen at the time was, their names were written on the jeans.
Wow.
And every single, and these jeans never got washed.
No.
And I only ever wore them to go and see bands, whatever it was.
That's cool.
You know, festivals, whatever. And then eventually, you bought two pairs of Levi's, a new pair, and you split the old pair up the side, and then cut the new pair up. You didn't wear them, you cut them up, and then
inserted it in.
That's
like
it.
A panel.
Yeah, a panel in to make them.
Still got them?
No, I haven't. They failed a bit.
Oh, no.
But to be honest, my cousin Annie, and this is a mention of my cousin Annie, who has not been too well just lately, so get well soon, darling.
Get well soon,
I love
Annie.
You a lot. Love you a lot. She used to do all the sewing. All the leather on them, leather patches, and
She used to sew all this stuff. You spend hours. Wonderful. They were fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, they're gone.
They look great framed on the wall.
Well, I'd still wear the buggers. In actual fact, I've even had the thought over the recent years, I'd like to do that again.
Yeah.
You know, and do some real, you know, a real serious pair of Levi's.
Yeah. They still make them, so.
Yeah, I know they do, but they're not what they were. They're really, really not what they were. But I was wearing those jeans when I saw these. Charlton Athletic Football Ground, 1974.
Charlton Athletic, what earth are you doing there?
Seeing the Who.
Ah.
Sitting there for 5.5 hours in the rain and the mud.
I bet they were bloody worth it.
Oh, God, man. Yep. With Keith Moon. And there was a little guy on the supporting the Who that day, a guy called Lou Reed.
Wow.
Supporting the Who.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, them jeans were serious. Wonderful. I think if I'm right, the Who's first single. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Mind you, I think thankfully they've perhaps resisted the temptation to do a full-blown comeback tour.
Well, so, two of them are dead.
Well, yeah, so unless they're coming back from Heaven FM.
Can cramp your style.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there are some bands where they've got, you know, one or two surviving members of the bands where they've cobbled up. You know,
that's a nonsense. It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done.
It's not the same.
Call yourself something else.
Yeah.
It could be the same one or two members, but call yourself something else. That Queen. They're your favourites.
They were the one that came to mind immediately. But
what is that bollocks about? Give it up, lads. You don't need the fucking money. You know, a Queen without any of its members will never ever be Queen. It would just be a tribute band, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with tribute bands, but call yourself something else.
Yeah.
Like Two Out of Work Geezers, that's a good name, isn't it, for a band? You know?
Well, I don't know, one of the first gigs that I went to see when I was at uni, there's the Freshers' Ball, was some Champagne Supernova a tribute band to Oasis.
Yeah.
And they were bloody good.
Tribute bands are good.
And the Bootleg Beatles, there and all that. You know, the ones at the top of their game don't need to be going on silly game shows.
Oh, seriously, seriously good.
No, they're
seriously good.
If you're good enough, there's you know, decent money to be had out of it.
Well, again, you know, a couple of the friends that I've had in Muzo's, you know, that have spent the night in, they now work their job in Muzo's. You know, they work in various different tribute bands.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're very, very good.
Yeah. Because they're professional. They do that for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just not knocking it off every other weekend. You know, they're
but, you know, if somebody's dead, it kind of cramps
really,
your style, doesn't it? You know, you...
Homage, yes.
Yeah, you got to do something else.
Yeah.
Get a hobby or something.
Yeah. Get a hobby.
Yeah.
Pretty point.
Yeah, something like that. Yes. Raffia for the beginner or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that'd be quite good. Raffia work. Hey?
No.
You not see the appeal in raffia work?
I can't see you doing that. No, not really. No,
probably not.
I'm sure there's merit in it, but not. No, there's just, you know. Just as I don't see you being an ABBA fan, I don't see you sitting there making raffia mats.
You don't?
No.
I might not bother with that then.
No. No, there's a whole life out there going
further than raffia.
Further than raffia, Matt. No offence to anybody who actually likes making raffia.
Raffia, what a good name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good word.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm a bit of a linguist. My undergraduate thing is linguistics. I've always been really fascinated by words. And where they come from and what they mean and, you know, who uses them when and where. That's just my little peculiarity. It keeps my brain ticking over nicely. It's just one of those things.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? What you got next for me?
It's something to do. Well, I don't know. I think we might go here.
Ah, yeah.
Possibly see, my favourite Frank truck.
See, this is where I've got my...
Yes, you have. Yeah, you've got a swing skirt on.
I want to get up and twirl.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to get up and twirl? I'm not allowed.
Feel free. Feel free. Twirl away.
It's a good job. This
my
is
God, if this was TV. How's bollocks?
You've got to put a pole, you see. I've been twirling a long time. So hang on, let's move the chair out of the way.
Twirling see, a long
so
time.
This is a rockabilly skirt for this exact reason. And it's got little necks underneath it, you see, look? Look.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Pucker.
Yeah, you see? So, and you do this.
Wonderful.
See? And it all ripples and
yeah,
makes
yeah, yeah. A bit like a lampshade.
No, because it hasn't got tassels underneath.
Oh,
but this tune is just what skirts like this were built for. For being whizzed around a dance floor.
Yeah, yeah, it's a...
But sadly, people don't do that anymore.
Gliding track.
Yeah, no, people don't do that anymore.
I learnt a bit of that.
Yeah.
I did years ago. I went to a dance school, would you believe?
Really? I wouldn't have taken you as a bit strictly personal.
And had professional dance lessons.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
So were you one of these people who walked across the dance floor and...
No, it weren't. There weren't no Brucey going on, you know.
Oh.
Good game. There weren't none of that, you know.
So
no.
You didn't walk across the dance floor and extend your hand to any willing lady.
Yeah, then? I did a bit of that. Yeah, I did a bit of that stuff.
Yeah.
See,
that's one of those. That's
not
one of those
for long.
I've always wished would happen and never did.
You wish it would happen and it never did.
Never did. No, you know. People have little to-do lists, and I've always wanted somebody to walk across the dance floor, extend their hand and go, would you like to dance?
Right.
It's one of those strange things, and it never happened. But,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've, you know, I've done that, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. One of those strange things, you know.
That was an odd period.
Yeah, well, you know. Sometimes these things are formative, you know, you...
No, it was, you know, it was valuable, valuable knowledge to do it properly.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
But only for a short while. I can't say that I became perfect at it, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, well,
not
at least it'll come
sure
in handy
that...
if you ever go on a cruise.
Yeah, I've done them as well, but yeah.
I can't think of anything worse, to be honest.
What?
Being stuck
cruise?
On a boat in the middle of the ocean for fortnight, 3 weeks.
They're good, providing the sea don't become antisocial. When that happens, that's nonsense, man. It's like being on a whaling ship. Mother
no,
of God.
No. So
no.
Do you watch Strictly then?
No. But you see, a lot of my kind of formative years as being a little boy was very much the Hollywood musicals.
Yes.
You know.
Or glamour and.
Oh
yeah.
God, my mum. Mm. You know, because cinema is such an important part of my life and my mum and dad's.
Mm.
You know, it was massive.
Mm.
But you know, the great Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Mm.
You know. Hollywood musicals, nothing like them.
Yeah.
Although I'm not a musical fan.
No, at all. I didn't take you as being a musical.
But you know, we used to sit there with my mum and watch these things, and you know, Oklahoma and Easter Bonnet,
Calamity Jane.
You know, you can't whack a bit of Doris.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful times. Until you got to places like, you know, Mary Poppins and all that, and then you could get really bad. The Von Trapps. Fuck me. A load of Germans, you know. No. You know, definitely not for me.
Oh, you see, now, I grew up on Mary Poppins and I've watched that film more times than I care to remember.
Really? Mary popped in?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah?
She liked
a bit of that.
A Spoonful of Sugar and all that.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good tracks in that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
There is some good tracks. Here's a bloody good track. Now, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
That she actually covered this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. but I still, this is my preferred version.
Well, I listened to both actually after you mentioned this on your listing to play tonight. Although I love the track anyway.
Yeah.
But she was seriously good. Well, she still is. Alki Brooks.
There's something about her voice.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, there are few artists that you could say that their voice is absolutely unmistakable.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who else comes on the scene. I mean, Whitney Houston had one of those sorts of voices. Yeah. You know, don't try and imitate her because it will end in tears. This lady is the same.
Well, her I saw her amazing. When she fronted the band Vinegar Joe.
Yeah.
Going back to those Peterborough Tech College gigs that I used to go to with Robert Palmer.
Oh, wow.
The original proper Vinegar Joe.
Yeah. But this song reminds me of long road trips when we used to go to the agricultural shows.
Oh, yeah.
As small kids, we just used to get bundled in the back. You know, we'd loaded the sheep in the trailer and off we'd go. And my dad'd stick this on and we'd be trundling down the road with this on. It just reminds me of that, those long road trips. And,
yeah, good track. Yeah. Great track. Great cover.
And her voice is not... It's one of... Her voice is... There are some people, they're of their age. You know, they're of that era. Whereas hers transcends all that. You know, she'd still be as fresh today as she was then.
Now, I'm not too sure whether this comes from Rod's album, Every Picture Tells a Story.
I don't know. Did I write it down?
I can't remember.
No.
No?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But, see, I'd lump that one, this one, in with... Nights in White Satin, which is another amazing track. Yeah. And they've just got that, I don't know, there's that smoky voice to her. A bit like Bonnie Tyler's got that.
Yeah, she's gravelly.
Yeah. But Elkie not Brooks like, was always not like gravelly. Not like her. She's...
Still gigs, fine. Still performs.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
No, I'd never heard this version until, you know, the list came over for you coming round
there
tonight.
You go.
Yeah.
I have completed a little bit more of your education then.
I mean, I've learned no end off you.
Oh, bless you. That's always nice to say. Do you know, if you leave people more informed than they were previously, that's all you can
You've
ask
done
for
your
in
bit.
Life, innit? Yes. You know, I'm not happy
bit
with
of a
that.
John the Baptist vibe, that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know.
No, good track. Good choice, that soup.
Do try.
Wonderful.
Mm. Now, what else have you got?
From somewhere around about the time, I would think, of your youth, or possibly a little bit before.
Tell you what the back reminds me of that immediately came to mind was Body Talk.
No.
But it's not. No, it's not.
80s. Great band, these were. One of the best things to come out of the 80s for me.
I'm trying to think who it is. Who is it then?
That's who they are.
Talk. Ah. No, you see, this for me, there's the 80s, depending upon whether you're talking about early 80s or late 80s. Sort of early 80s, I would
She's
have been
probably
a,
84, 83, 84, I think,
yeah,
around about
I'd
then.
I'd still have been a little whippersnapper then.
A swippernapper.
Yeah, so there were some things that sort of, you know,
yeah,
I suppose
well,
as you get older, you know, things
before.
Go in and a little bit seeps out the other side, you know. But it's definitely
Great
a bit,
band.
You know, like those electric synths poppy, you know.
Yeah, electronica. That whole kind of 80s thing that was in.
Yeah.
Very Moog, kind of synthesized driven.
The vocals.
Sampling.
Very similar to Communards? Doesn't sound similar.
Yeah. Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah. Yeah. See, they did like the pianos. I love piano stuff.
Well, it was all keyboard based,
yeah,
weren't it?
Yeah, yeah.
At the 80s, yeah, were very keyboard
Roland
based.
Keyboards were always the pinnacle. Yeah. They were the ones that, yeah. You always saw those on Top of the Pops, you know. And you had to look really, you know, the keyboard player always had to have big shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretend they were dead serious.
And was introduced by Top of the Pops, I'm on about. Try yeah. thing.
There was Kid Jensen used to do it.
Yeah, Dave Jensen. I met him a couple of times. Nice chap.
Mike Reed?
Yeah, Mike Reed. Yeah. Yeah. Still chat
still
often to
about.
Mike Reed. Yeah. Yep. Friends about. On Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Gary. Can't remember. Had a good haircut. I can't remember his surname.
I'm thinking about it. Bruno Brooks.
God, yeah.
Don't hear anything of him these days. Don't know where he's gone.
I think I'm... Yeah, we've had email exchanges, me and
cool,
Bruno Brooks. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got his own production company now.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, sort of, you know, they when they go out to pasture, in inverted commas, they do... Because they know so much about it, they've had to, you know, do this every
that
day.
That is a great track. And this is a lady that I've done some work with.
Oh, this is an amazing tune.
And a 20-minute chat with her I did, where wow. in the very early days of when she was really starting to try and break it.
Yeah. Her voice is absolutely amazing. And you don't get that good, like I said before, you don't get that good unless your voice is backed up by experience. And this song, the lyrics are 100% truth. They are amazing lyrics. And just the whole ambience of the whole song is just bang on. It's absolutely bang on. I never saw her live, but I would have liked to have done.
Well, it would be when I first shot her, would be probably 2003, I think. And it was just around the time she'd got an EP. Frank, I think it was titled Frank. It was a 4-track EP.
Yeah.
And she was rocking it about, basically. Couldn't get arrested.
No.
And she didn't get arrested until she... actually performed on Jules Holland. That was what broke the woman.
Yeah.
But I had a 20-minute chat with her before she went on about chips and basically, you know, just what it's like to be pissed off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes.
And a very damp Saturday afternoon it was.
You channel that into music,
you've got
gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why her stuff, just, you know, even though she's no longer with us, It stands the test of time. You know, how much better could she have been if she'd have stuck around?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that is it. You know, they are greater because they are no longer there.
You've got to die, haven't you? You have to die to live.
Sometimes, yeah.
To live on, you know, would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like, you
would
know...
Would ruin the plan.
She's not the only one. You know, there have been various artists throughout history. Van Gogh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, his paintings weren't... were toffee until
his
he
albums were good, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
That Van Gogh. He made some cracking albums, he did.
He couldn't give away his paintings until he died, and then that was it.
That's it, yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, and he won't be the first, you know, they won't be the first artist, they won't be the last, unfortunately, but, you know, that is sometimes the way it goes. People don't necessarily appreciate what they've got until it's no longer there.
Until it's gone. Yeah. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah. Cute. And the video is great too. It's another one. Really good
video.
Yeah,
she did some good VTs.
Yeah.
She did. Nice track.
Yeah. All those cakes are still left.
I know. I can't cake it anymore, I'm afraid.
You're going to have to invite some more people round.
Well, I think there are more people coming round, but we've got a couple of special things planned, you know, over the next coming months.
I tell you, you're going to have to get new cakes because they ain't going to last that long.
No, they're probably not. They're probably not.
No, they might start walking out of the closet.
Yeah, they may well do. But no, I'm just caked.
Caked out.
Caked in the simplest term. I am totally caked.
Well, when you're caked, the best thing to do is lie back on the sofa and listen to something like that. It's one of those songs that just demands thought.
Well, I tell you what, we're nearing the end of another night in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to finish with a track that it's only because you're here that I'd ever go near this. How's bollocks.
I was wondering when
this is purely a special
go.
For you. It's a special for you because you're in your rockabilly skirt.
Can I stand up?
You can stand up.
Can I do the actions and thoroughly
embarrass
you?
Well, I don't know about that. Bugger me, man. Dear, oh dear.
But no, it's a rite of passage. You just have to do it. You cannot listen to this song and not do it.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was trying to tell me that, and I thought,
it's a Thatcher thing. It's
a
Thatcher thing.
No, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'll just play the bloody thing.
Oh, so mosh.
I've got a reputation. I have. A reputation to withhold.
This is just, at the end of a concert, this song is just the best.
I've got to say, I did like the intro.
It's amazing. Really amazing.
I didn't listen to the rest, I've got to confess.
I'm amazed you got that far.
No, I didn't. I like the intro.
The nice thing about it is, again, the words, they're all true. They're every single last word. And to see everybody when you go to a gig and you see everybody standing and singing and then all of a sudden everybody raises their arms to the sky. I mean, it must be an amazing sight for the lads standing on the stage. It must. And actually, it must be amazing for Gary, who wrote the song. It must be a real kick.
By the way, we have to say we have to tell people that it is.
It's take that and never forget.
Or Fuck That, as I know it. They're a great band, Fuck That.
I have no.
Yeah, they are.
You know, this is one of these bands that we're just going to have to agree to disagree about. You know that, don't you? Because it's just. I won't ever change my mind about it.
They did do a really good Christmas single one year. And I forget what
Babe?
It was with a bloody wonderful video.
Was it Babe?
That was with Robbie Williams in it. Shot with a car.
Oh.
In the rain. That is a good track.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to have all the Thatters in the land listening to this. All shouting at me and pointing at the radio going,
"Shit band! Then kind of people don't listen to this
shit
show.
Shit band!" No.
Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly
great
which one you mean.
Black and white
black
video.
Black and white, yes.
In the rain.
Yeah, I just can't think. I'm not sure as it wasn't Babe. It might have been Babe.
Don't know.
But don't quote me on that. So, you know. And everybody stands up and goes,
"Is that what they do?"
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you what, this was written from the heart, this was. You know, someday this will be somebody else's dream. Hey, I'm not kidding. You know, there's hundreds of people out there who are trying to crack into the industry.
Yeah.
You know, for them, that's their dream to do that. And I guess once you're there, you know, the reality of it is actually, it ain't as glam. It's not as glam as it appears to be. You know, the late nights. The long journeys, the times away from your family and your friends, and it's often, you know, your kids. Living out of suitcases in different hotels. Don't get me wrong, they got paid well for it, but they, I guess in their younger years, they also must have been, they were somebody else's property. You know, they weren't their own. And that's the nice thing now, is that, you know, they're old enough and wise enough to actually, do you know what, if we want to produce work that we've done, then we'll do it. Thanks very much. You know, we don't. They don't have to go kowtowing to anybody.
No.
You know, it is what it is. But this tune's a triumph. You know. I mean, there's a bit coming up in a minute that is, it's perfection. It's what I call power of the Barlow.
You've been ill for some time, haven't you, you?
When you get the bug, that's it for this. Right? We're not invincible, which is true. We're only people, which is also true. It's just amazing. And then the lights, they dim the lights at this point, and the lights go up, and bang. And when you're standing with all your gig pals that you've been standing in the queue for 5.5 hours, 6 hours with, and you've done the barrier run with them, and you're standing next to them, this is just, it's like a hymn. It just is. I know you're looking at me like I'm deranged.
I totally understand what you're saying. I do.
You know, I mean, Robbie Williams once famous said that music is a religion. It kind
bigger
of is.
Than religion.
Yeah, you know, music is a religion, and it kind of is. You know, it's just, you know, you go and worship. You're doing very well. You're not coming out in a cold sweat or anything.
That's no. I mean, no. I made a special, you know, kind of part at the end of the show because I knew it was special to you. So, you know, and I've loved you coming around. It's been great. You know, I'm so pleased that you came on and spent some time together. It's been really great.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to have been. I'm really emotional that you've allowed me to listen to Take That in your camera.
I don't know whether allowed. I don't like to think.
I know it's not your
take life. Take it as a gift.
Thank you.
A gift.
I shall.
And
very thoughtful.
A respect and appreciation for you and what you like.
Bless you. Well, you know, it's the universal language of music, isn't it?
It is indeed. If it'd been anybody else, they could have fucked off.
It's the skirt what done it, isn't it?
Oh, that was way better. Yeah, and
the
swans. And the cake.
I
mean, the list goes on.
Oh, you know.
The list goes on.
Magic.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Well, so it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful to spend some time together.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to do for a long time.
Ages,
actually.
Yes. It's been very nice.
You know, and we played some great tunes.
Yes.
And you get yourself off on the way home.
Going home now.
Safe journey.
I'll leave the vacuum cleaner and the hairdryer with you.
Gone 1 o'clock in the morning.
Blimey. I know.
Dear, oh dear. Will you get back into the house tonight?
Yes, it'll be fine.
Yeah?
It'll be fine. I there's only once I never managed to get back into the house. But that's another story.
I say we'll leave that for another night in. You take care, babe.
You too.
Stay safe. See you
I
soon.
I will.
Bye bye. Bye bye, darling. Bye bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.